It's time for Living the Good Life. We've been having some technical issues here in the radio station. Hopefully, everything will be heard fine here in just a moment. And Nan and Megan are along here joining me in just a couple minutes. So, all right. Megan, let's see if we can hear you. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, that's great. Okay, and then we'll get Nan here in a minute. Been having some issues going on here. Sometimes that happens, so bear with us. We'll be all right. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we're very happy to be with you today, as always, right here in this beautiful, beautiful area of the world. We got to say, we are amazed and joyful to be able to live where we do. Can you hear me, Nan? All right, Nan, talk and say something.
Okay, I can hear you, Pastor. Ooh, okay. I can hear me, too.
All right, good.
We're good.
All right. So welcome, Megan Kramer, and welcome, Nan, and to a great show. And we're in our second part of our new series, Signs and Wonders. Last week, it was all about thirsting, being thirsty. And today, we got a new topic, and we're going to be in the book of Acts, so you can follow along with us. God is answering prayers, so many prayers. The praise reports just rang out today in our service this Sunday morning. Did it not? Did they not, Nan?
Oh, it was just awesome to hear all the praise reports of what God is doing in people's lives. It was great.
A lot of physical stuff, a lot of tests that had been run that came back okay, and Becky and some of our others are just going through an awful lot, have been, but yet God is moving in our lives and healing bodies and good test results and all of that. Megan, are there any praise reports up Michigan way there where you are?
Well, you know, I can't really particularly speak for one thing. It's just the peace of God is flowing up here, and it's just a peaceful time. Had a marvelous time at church this morning. Pastor was fired up, and I'm just praying that it overflows from your service and the service I was in into the radio show.
Amen. It will. It's something about it. You know, this is a time. We're in a new season. Things are moving forward in a fresh new way, and it's good. It's really good. We're excited about this new series, Signs and Wonders, because God is doing some amazing things in people's lives, Megan and Nan, and it's a joy to be able to get on the air Sunday after Sunday and talk about that very thing, about what God's doing. He gets all the glory and the praise. Talk to me, Megan.
Well, he does, Pastor, because, you know, even though sometimes when we're holding, kind of like in a holding pattern, God is still working. He's still moving. And you know, by the amount of praise reports that we're seeing, God is still and will still continue to meet our prayer requests.
Oh, he is. He totally is. And what does that do for our faith level, Megan, when we see answer after answer and God hearing and listening and moving in our lives? What does that do to our faith level?
Well, Pastor, it's kind of like, you know, you look at your gas in your car. And, you know, you might feel like you're getting, it's like, oh, I'm getting low. And then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, he just did something. I'm at full. It just totally regenerates us.
Woo!
And keeps us marching forward with
it
with
does,
purpose.
Doesn't it? Because, you know, that's interesting, because when we allow the Holy Spirit to really work in our lives, and that's what this series is all about, Signs and Wonders, God moving in our lives in miraculous ways. And ways that we don't expect, suddenly moments, and God actually changing our former attitudes and causing us to desire him and to really want to be all he wants us to be. And when we begin to feel that shift going on the inside of us, look out, because God's getting ready to do some miraculous things. Nan, I tell you, you and I are in agreement on this, and so is Megan. God's getting ready to move in some mighty ways. You want to comment, Nan?
Well, you know, he has promised those things to us. He's promised mighty things to Beacon.
Yes.
I'm excited about where it's going to go, how it's going to happen.
Right.
And it will happen, as you and I have talked about, in a suddenly moment.
Yeah, it will. And that's what happened to the disciples. We're going to get into Acts chapter 1 in a few moments, and we're going to be in other places too. So you might want to grab your Bible and follow along and take some notes today, because this is a very important topic, signs and wonders. And today's topic I'll tell you about in a minute. So, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for this opportunity to be on the air again yet another Sunday. We thank you, Lord, for your move in our lives, in the ministry at Beacon of Hope, but also, Lord, in so many people scattered around the globe. You are moving in our lives. And, Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you that you're answering prayer. We thank you that you care about every detail of our lives that we each go through. We thank you that every one of us are precious to you. Every one of us have a plan for our lives that you have given us. And so, Lord, we just pray right now that this show would be particularly anointed of you today, that it will touch hearts everywhere, and that people will seek a deeper relationship with you. That's what we desire today. So we thank you for it before we see it. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to start out with a powerful song by Chris Tomlin. Sing, sing, sing. You know what? When God is doing what he's been doing in our ministry and in our personal lives, you just want to sing, sing, sing. Let me tell you. No way around it. That's what you want to do. Praise God. Amen. Woo! Sing, sing, sing. We shout your praise, and we're grateful that you love us, mighty God. We've got so much to talk about on this new series, Signs and Wonders. Last week, we talked about thirsting for God. And Megan, I think that it's hard for a lot of people to wrap their heads around what that means. I'm sitting here in the control room, Meg, and looking through the glass into the studio and seeing Nan drinking one of those 904-ounce drinks. This thing is like, it's bigger than her head. I mean, it's like, it's just huge, huge.
And it's so good.
And it's so good. And is it because you're thirsty, Nan?
I drink a lot all day long.
I know you do. But Megan, if only people thirsted after God that they wanted a 904-ounce drink. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. You know, it's hard to understand what that means, especially if you are a new Christian or
right.
if you're thinking of becoming a Christian. But what I can kind of explain and help people understand is that if you are living your life and, you know, you feel like you're just, it's kind of, you know, humdrum, mundane, you know, nothing, there's no fire, there's no
yes,
light, you know,
good
it's just
point.
Like you feel like you have
yes.
no purpose.
Right.
That's what you're missing.
That's what you're missing.
You're missing, Jesus is H2O. You're missing spiritual, you're missing your, you need to fill your spirit with the
Woo!
Ounces of the Holy Spirit and the Bible.
Right.
And, you know, we all drink liquid, but we also need to feed our spiritual self.
Yes, yes.
And because that's what gives us purpose. That's what gives our life meaning. That's what gives our life the drive that's different than just living this life without that spiritual well-being. Does that make sense?
Well, it makes total sense, and that was a great way to explain it. Go ahead, Nan. Let's hear your point on that.
Piggyback on that a little bit.
Piggyback there, Nan.
I drink a lot of soda. I drink a lot of water. I
mm-hmm.
do drink both.
She does.
And in fact, I have one of each going in here right now.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm not kidding you, Megan. If you could see how big these are today, I'm not kidding.
But Nan is not dehydrated.
Yeah,
Nan's not dehydrated. That's true. But you know, Megan was talking about thirsting.
Yes.
And you know, the Word of God is
yes
water to us.
Yes,
you know?
It is.
And I was thinking that you know, I mean, I get one every morning.
Yeah.
I drink throughout the day. I have a little ice chest with my beverages in it.
Megan, she takes an ice chest to work. She
and
really does.
I really do.
The woman is prepared. We love Nanners.
Yeah. and then I go by after work and get another drink.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I'm drinking water throughout that time, you know. And what I was thinking of is I went into the store right before coming here and went back there and I got my drink.
Yeah, we know.
And I can go back and the other night I woke up at 1:30 and guess what I wanted?
Yeah,
and I went down to the store at 1:30 and got something to drink.
Oh.
And you know, but it's like the Word of God.
Yeah.
It's like thirsting after God. And you can go, I can go in there and I can fill my drink up. And that's the way people need to be able to do it. You know, they need to keep their cup filled up.
Oh, absolutely.
And they need to keep it filled up. They can keep reading the Word and just get so filled up with the water of the Word.
We need it so much. And one of the reasons we need to be so filled up with God is because life happens. Hard things happen. And we are dealt sometimes very difficult emotional blows in our lives. We lose somebody close to us. And or a marriage falls apart, or a child gets severely ill, or whatever the case may be, life happens, and we need God to be increasing in our life, not decreasing. And unfortunately, Megan, a lot of people, when they go through hard times, they run away from God and say, well, God should not have let this happen. So you want to address
exactly.
that, Meg?
Exactly, because you know what? That's the easy thing to do. The easy thing to do is to find someone to blame for what's going on. And most of the time, and it makes me sad, is that we blame God
for
the situation.
Yeah.
And it's because it's easy. Because as humans, we need a reason why it's happening.
Yes.
We need to blame someone else for what's going on. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you need to switch your arrow in the direction of the devil.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Yes. He's the one that causes your strife.
Yes.
He's the one that causes your life to literally be hell on earth. And He's after you on a daily basis.
We need go ahead.
So you need to hydrate every morning throughout the day, all day long. So, you know, physicians tell us we need to drink a minimum of 8 8-ounce glasses of water.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of water.
Why don't we kind of, while we're drinking our water, why don't we think, oh, this would be a time I'm taking a sip of water. Let me just kind of, you know, send up a prayer or send up a thank you, Jesus, or Lord, I'm thinking of you. Every time you take a drink of water, I mean, could you imagine how your circumstances would change?
Well, absolutely. And if you take the time to even listen to the word on your headphones or as you're driving in the car, get that word down on the inside of you. This is exactly right. We don't give it enough importance, that need that we each have to have fresh, living water flowing in us and through us and out of us to other people. And it is vital that we do that. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so often people become very dried up, so to speak. You know, spiritually, they just get, they're mad, they get resentful. God, why'd you do this? Or why did you allow this? Or whatever the case may be. They take it out on their relationship with God, and they give themselves an excuse to pull away from God, man. This is so common. Especially among Christians, frankly.
Especially among Christians. You know, many times we, as people, don't look at the person who's causing the problem that Satan may be using in your life. You don't want to look at that loved one and figure they're the problem. God is the reason that there's a problem.
Right.
And he gets a bad rap. He really does, you know.
He does.
He's getting big time, you know. And he just gets a bad rap.
Well, John 10:10, Jesus said that the thief, meaning Satan, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Some of you need to write that verse down in your notes. John 10:10, one of the most important verses in the Bible. Jesus said the thief, meaning the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So sometimes when there's been an untimely death, when there's been somebody's health has been stolen out from under them, they've lost their job, whatever, instead of blaming God, let's give the credit where credit is due, and that is to the devil. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, but I came to give you life and to give it abundantly. And that's the difference right there between the work of Jesus and the work of the devil in our lives. Nan, go ahead.
You know, what I want to say, what came to mind, you know, we're talking about partaking of the word of the Lord. The monitor happens to be up here on the computer. I'm not really paying attention to the monitor, but I went to get my drink, and I happened to look up, and there I am in the monitor on the internet drinking my drink.
There you are, yeah.
And you know what I thought of is that when we drink the word of the Lord, the people see that.
Yes.
People see that and are encouraged in their own situations. You know, Megan went through a really tough time, you know, with the loss of her baby. And she was a witness to so many people. They saw her leaning to her God.
Yes.
Trusting her God, God, to help and, you know, just help everybody involved with the situation. You know, she used the word and she inspired many, many people because of the
absolutely.
Results of that. So they saw that in her life. She shared that from her
Amen.
Life.
Amen. And she'll probably share more of that here in a moment. I want to take us back to John 7:37-39. On the final and climactic day of the feast, we mentioned this last week, but I want to make sure it's in your notes, people. John 7:37-39. Here's what Jesus declares about this living water and what we each need. John 7:37-39. Jesus took his stand and he cried out, "If anyone thirsts," yes, this comes from part one from last week. "If anyone thirsts," if, not everybody does, people. Are you going to be one of those that thirst after the things of God? "Let him come to me and drink. Rivers of living water will brim and spill out of the depths of anyone," say that includes me, "anyone who believes in me this way, just as the scripture said." And then in parentheses, it said, he said this in regard to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who we're going to talk about today, whom those who believed in him were about to receive. the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet been glorified. When we accept Jesus as our personal Savior, a measure of the Spirit of God comes to live in us. But when we say, God, I want all you have for me, this is what Jesus was talking about. He said, this Spirit of God, those who believe in him, it'll spill out of the depths of anyone who believes in me in this way. The water will brim up and out. And so what that is talking about is that when we are like gung-ho for God, God, I want all you have for me. And we begin to seek like we're doing right now in this series about the Holy Spirit and how the presence and the baptism of the Holy Spirit can change our life. When we begin to desire all God has for us, Jesus promises us before it even happened here in the book of Acts, Jesus said, this is going to happen. You're going to be able to have the living water filling you up and overflowing in your life. Talk to us, Meg.
Absolutely. That is another key factor in your walk of Christianity, in your walk of being a child of God, is that when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, when he fills your spirit, when he fills your cup overflowing,
right,
it is going to be the power of your testimony.
Yes.
That he is going to give you that is going to minister,
woo!
It's going to witness.
Yes.
And it's going to bring a new light into those around you because they're going to see what the difference is between walking through a life circumstance alone or walking side by side with Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the whole Trinity. There's a total
difference. There's a total difference. And we like to say that salvation experience when you accept Jesus as your personal Savior is that 30-fold realm. And when you begin to seek all that God has for you and say, Lord, I just want you to fill me up. I don't want just to have a measure of you. I don't want to know that, yes, Jesus, you came into my heart. I want your presence to be so full in me that it oozes out of me, Nan. Talk to us about that.
Mm. Well, right now with my career, they have me temporarily at a different school. And I was just sitting there thinking about that because there was a gentleman and I ran into him and we got talking. And we were talking about how in the world people deal with life issues without God's help. We were talking about, we don't know how they do it, you know. And it's interesting, there's all these Christians all over that place, you know.
Wow.
I'll say, have a blessed day. I receive that. They'll tell me,
whoa,
I receive
whoa,
that.
That's
so
nice.
It's really cool to be in a place where there's so many Christians abounding there.
Right. And because when we are surrounded by people who really want to be full of God, want everything God has for us, it changes us. It's contagious, Megan. It's contagious. Like when our kids get, chicken pox or something like that. You know, it's contagious. Talk to us, Meg.
Exactly, because that fire, there. You know, if you're around someone, and I'll just say it this way, that's a ball of fire. And what I mean by that is they're just full of the Holy Spirit. You know, nothing gets them down. They're just full of joy. They're speaking life with their tongue. It will envelop
woo!
You,
yes.
And you will be drawn
yes.
so hard to that type of spiritual encounter that you'll step back and go, wow, I want to hang out with her more because she's awesome.
Right.
And yes, that person is awesome, but what makes them the most
yes.
intriguing and the most amazing person in this world is that light.
Yes.
That you're drawn to. That's the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes, it is. It is, it is. And in Acts 1, chapter 1, verse 4, we see Jesus says, wait. That's the key to this second in our series today. It's going to be waiting. Last Sunday was thirsting. This Sunday, it's waiting. Jesus said, wait for what the Father promised. The promise you heard from John, who baptized in water, you'll be baptized in the Holy Spirit and soon. And so when they were together for the last time, you see what he says, Jesus says here in verse 7 and 8. He said, Master, then in verse 6, what are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel now, or is it later on, or what's going to happen? They were thinking political. And Jesus said here in verse 7, you don't get to know the time. Timing is the Father's business. What you'll get is the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will be able, you just mentioned this, Megan, you'll be able to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all over Judea, Samaria, even unto the ends of the earth. And this is what so many people lack. They don't have that desire or boldness or, you know, maybe they're really, really insecure to be able to minister in the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is what we need. We need to have the power, the dunamis. The Greek word there is dunamis, which means dynamite. Woo! How does that change your life, Nan? The dunamis.
It changes my life drastically. Drastically.
Yeah. And Meg, comment before we go to the song.
It's a powerful experience because you go from feeling like you don't know what you're doing, feel like that you're walking blind, to the fact that you just turned on your high beams in the dark.
Your because, high beams, all right.
Yeah, you hit your brights.
Because yeah, hit your brights.
There's a whole new view on life when the Holy Spirit is allowed to take over.
Oh,
it changes
yes.
your perspective. It changes the way you think. It changes the way you react. It even changes the way you speak.
Amen. It is. And what a lot of people get stuck at that 30-fold realm, that, fire insurance, we like to call it, salvation. They know they're saved. If Jesus came back tonight, they know they'd be in heaven and all of that. Or if Jesus took them today or tomorrow, they know they'd be in heaven, that salvation realm. But God says to us through Jesus in Acts chapter 1 and in John and in Isaiah, in all kinds of places, that the Spirit of the living God is going to so embolden us and cause us to be what we don't think in our natural we could possibly be, Nan. In our natural, a lot of times we are afraid to speak up or we're afraid to really pray for people because what if we don't pray right? What if we don't say the right thing? What if we don't do it right? So I'm just not going to do it, right?
I think we shouldn't give in to that fear.
No, we should not.
You know, as you well know, we've discussed at one of my previous job, God allowed me the opportunity to pray with people. And I took that opportunity. And, you know, they would thank me afterwards and see me in the hall and thank me. And one of them went straight to my principal and said, guess what she did? She prayed for me in her office. And, you know, it was one of her friends. And I thought, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. And I wasn't because she even respected that, you know. And, you know, it's important. I mean, if you feel led to pray, go pray with somebody. You can always pray for them. But if you feel led to go pray with them, you should follow the leading of the Spirit of the Lord.
And we're going to talk more about this after this song, but that's what this dunamis power does for you. This song is The Well by Casting Crowns.
Leave it all behind.
Leave all your fears behind.
Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. I have what you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy, just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty inside, it just ain't gonna listen. When nothing can satisfy and the world leaves you high and dry, just come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. So bring me your heart, no matter how broken. Just come as you are, when your last prayer is spoken. Just rest in my arms a while. You'll feel the change, my child, when you come to the well. It's all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. Try, but it can never fail. Leave it all behind. And now that you're full of love beyond measure, your joy's gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see living water is found in me. 'Cause you come to the well. Yeah. It's all who thirst will thirst no more. It's all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind.
Your pursuit of perfection.
Leave it all behind.
Your fear of rejection.
Leave it all behind.
Your temporary pleasure.
Leave it all behind.
Song, leave it all behind. That's the action that we need to take. We need to see our need for being full of God. Leave it all behind. I love some of those examples. I was trying to write them down. I got your need for perfection. That drives a whole lot of people crazy. The second one I heard was your fear of rejection. Oh, also, one of the big motivators in people's lives that causes them to not step out into things of God. And then it talked about temporary pleasures, and that's as far as I wrote them down. But so important, Megan, talk to us. To leave that stuff behind and come to the well of His presence. Talk to us, Meg.
Well, Pastor, it's hard to do that. It is.
I agree.
It's very, very hard. And you know, the other one I heard was the chains of addiction.
Yes.
Because, and it's like, just like anything, it's easier to stay in what you know than it is easier to change.
Yes.
But the making a change and leaving things behind for you to fall into the arms of your Father.
Yeah.
That is, I can't describe to you how powerful that is. How life-changing that is, that if you can find out what it means to let go and let God,
yes,
then that fear of rejection, that fear of change will not scare you because
right.
There is no fear in the arms of your Father.
Absolutely. And so often we just keep trudging along and we just keep trying to figure out these things on our own, this need for perfection, that just doesn't go very long. I mean, that doesn't work. This fear of rejection, a lot of people have that. All of these things, addictions and sadness and loneliness and depression and mental illness and all of these things. We can't solve these on our own, but we are the children of Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And, you know, when we are accessing the well of God's presence, talk to us, Nan, our lives change when we spend more time in the Word, when we say, Lord, fill me up with you so that I can handle in a better way the stuff going on in my life. Give me wisdom. Help me.
Well, the words I got out of it was just a song. It's Come to the Well. And what came to my mind was with my car, you can get a lot of miles out of that first half. It goes down. Once it gets to about half to three quarters, it moves fast.
It seems to, doesn't it?
It seems to move fast. So, I saw, my little light hadn't even come on yet, but it looked like it was low. So I said, well, I'll get it tomorrow morning. Well, tomorrow morning would have been work morning. So go ahead and get it now. Get it now.
Sure.
And, you know, in that 11-gallon tank, I put 11 and a half gallons.
Wow.
I was on fumes. I was on fumes. And, you know, what came to me was Come to the Well.
Yeah.
Sometimes as humans, we get to the point where we're running on fumes.
Right.
Instead of the fuel. Because we haven't
absolutely.
Come up and got filled up.
Good point.
And we need to get filled up, you know?
Yes.
It was like, I was like, oh my God. And of course, I went inside and got a drink, of course.
But see, you didn't even realize you were that low,
no,
right?
I did
so
not
that's
realize
an,
it.
A part. That's a great metaphor. I'm glad you brought it up because so often we don't even realize we're running that low. Megan, talk to us.
Yeah, and we don't realize that, you know, that we're really feeling as bad as we do. And it's because we're really bad as humans as not taking care of ourselves.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And,
yes.
And especially spiritually.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I'm here to tell you, whoever's listening, that this life that you're living, you're not meant to live it alone.
Right.
And I'm not talking about having a significant other, having a spouse, having children. I'm talking about the relationship that we're supposed to
yes.
have with
yes.
our Creator.
Amen.
Because we were put here. He put us here to have a relationship because, I look at it, he was lonely. He wanted a
it's
family.
It's true. He wanted a
and
family.
And so here we are.
Yeah.
And he wants to take care of us. He wants to keep our fuel tanks full at all times. He wants us to have heaven on earth. And it is possible.
It is. And I'm going to have to go back to John 7 here again because this is him, Jesus, standing up in the tabernacle and declaring this. And I imagine a lot of people didn't even understand what he's talking about. But now we have the benefit of hindsight. And here he stood up in John 7:37-39. And this goes along with what we talked about last week, thirsting. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Rivers of living water will brim and spill out of the depths of anyone who believes in me. The way of the scripture said, and he was talking, it says, in regard to the Holy Spirit filling us up. So we go back to Acts chapter 1, and he says right here, this is the words of Jesus in Acts 1, 7, and 8. Timing is the Father's business. What you're going to get is the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will be able. The word there is able, or in some translations, power. You'll have the power, the dunamis, to be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all over Judea and even to the ends of the earth. And then these were his last words. But back up in verse 4, he says, wait for what the Father promised. Now, so often we go through life not in tune with all the blessings that we can have. Would we all agree with that? So often we are just, you know, we just go through life, oh my gosh, life's so hard, and this is happening, and this is happening, not realizing that we should be tapping into the very presence of Almighty God on a moment-by-moment basis. And we're going to talk a little bit about waiting, because when Jesus told the disciples, hey, this is what I want you to, you're waiting for a reason. You're waiting for a purpose. He said, you're waiting for the power of the Holy Spirit to come on you. They waited 10 days, it says here in Acts chapter 1. And in verse 14, what they did was the disciples, the 11 that were left, Judas had killed himself already by this point. He committed suicide. So there were 11 left, and it says here the mother of Jesus, Mary, a bunch of women, a bunch of followers of Jesus in Acts 1:14. They agreed they were in this for good. They were completely together in prayer, the women included. All of them sat in a waiting mode for 10 days. They were praising God. They were praying. They were taking their meals together. They were in this for good, and they knew because they saw Jesus go up into the air after he spoke his last words. His last words were to wait until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. That's what he said. And then they look up in Acts chapter 1, and they watched as he was taken up and disappeared in a cloud, and they stood there and, whoa, oh my, and they believed. They believed. They saw this Jesus who walked with them, taken up into the clouds and into heaven, and they believed, and they began to wait at that point. Talk to me, Megan.
That word wait, it's very hard.
Very hard.
And, you know, I can imagine that, you know, even though the disciples probably had a level of anticipation of what was coming, that they were still sad. Because it's very hard. I don't know. I can't speak for anyone else, but I lack a lot in the patience department. So, if I was one of them, I would have been, you know, I would have been pumped. I would have been super excited. Okay, Lord, we're waiting. It's coming. But oh, like I would be so sad to see him go because, you know, you had him right there with you, but yet there's this level of anticipation that hangs in the balance, but yet that was something to hang on to. It was something to look forward to. He didn't just leave us here to hang out and dry.
Not
he
at all.
He left us with a level of anticipation of what was coming.
Yes, anticipation. The word there, wait, in the original Greek that was written, is the word katar, and it's Q-U-A-T-A-R, and it means to hope, to expect. That's what it means. Dan, you wrote that down this morning when I put it on the board. I'm forgetting one word. Do you have it from your notes this morning? To hope, to expect. Do you have it?
I know that I have it. I just can't find it.
Well, if you find it, you can tell us in a minute. But to hope and to expect. And we use the analogy, as we did this morning in my sermon, of when you're pregnant and expecting a child. I've been through that three times. All three of us are mothers that have been through births. And we go through that period of time, 9 months or more, sometimes a little longer, when we are waiting and waiting and waiting, but we're expecting something. We're not just waiting, thinking, oh, I don't know what's wrong with my stomach. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. No, we're waiting, expecting a certain thing, right, Megan? Talk to us. Don't worry about it, Nan. It's fine. Go ahead, Megan.
We're expecting life. We're expecting change.
Oh, yes, yes.
And what I mean by the change is that there's something new coming. There's a wind of a difference, a change, a shift in your life that's going to happen.
Right.
And, you know, that's what I kind of look at for the disciples, that they were waiting on that shift. You know, even though that Jesus had ascended into heaven, that there was this awesome shift that they knew was coming. So they were waiting in anticipation for that shift.
Okay, I love that. And along with this, think about the waiting. They can't do anything to make it happen.
Exactly.
Okay? In fact, their weakness is evident. Jesus has said, I just have to wait. And even like, for instance, if you are pregnant with a baby, you have to wait for the completion of time till the baby comes. And I can remember, especially in the last couple weeks of each pregnancy, that I was so anxious, I couldn't believe it, to get this thing done, you know, get it over with, get it out of there, you know. But we are waiting for a purpose. The child is growing. The child is developing. There's an appointed time. And so often in our waiting, we feel weak and powerless, and we should be, Nan.
Well, waiting is very difficult.
Yeah,
of course. It's not an easy thing.
Oh,
you know?
No.
I know that, you know, I was believing God for a job for a long time, for a long time and for months. And in that time, I grew a lot in the Lord because he was letting me go, I am in control. But God, I had a job. Okay, I was working. Well, God, I don't see the job coming up, but I have it all in control. Trust me. And, you know, and I trusted God. You know, you guys went with me through that situation. You know, and trusting God was difficult at times, but yet I was able to maintain that. And that is an important thing that the listeners need to be able to do is, you know, in the midst of the trial,
yes,
trust him and
trust
he
him.
Will trust. I mean, trust is a big word.
And
waiting. Because we're waiting, we trust, we gain spiritual footing, if you will,
yes,
with him.
Yes.
Because we are trusting him
it's
and waiting.
It's during those times of waiting that we feel very weak. Right, Megan?
Oh, yes, ma'am. But you know what? During those times of waiting, what gets us through, what gets that impatient human through is your level of faith.
Right.
And it's faith in something that you can't see. But that faith is granted when you spend time in his presence.
Yes.
When you spend time praying.
Right.
You can't, your faith can't be large and in charge if you're not spending time with him, if you're not waiting in a certain level of anticipation.
Absolutely.
For what's to come. And
yes,
if you don't have your faith, then you don't have anything. And
right.
I just have to say it that way. I don't mean to be so bold.
It's the truth.
You have to have a certain level of faith to carry you through this waiting period, because without it, there's nothing.
Exactly.
There's absolutely nothing.
You know, my oldest son, Ryan, and his wife, Mary, who are going to be down here this next weekend, are expecting a baby. And they're expecting this baby a little before Christmas. And, you know, every week it gets closer. And every week I hear, well, today he's like the size, or she's like the size of a papaya. This past week I called, I said, how's little papaya McAllister? And my response was, it's a banana this week. It's gotten bigger, okay? The size of... And so, I mean, they are waiting with expectancy and seeing sonograms. And you did that, Megan. You just went through three pregnancies. And you've been through it. And you know what it feels like when we are anticipating. If we ignored it, if a pregnant woman said, I'm pregnant, but, you know, I'm not looking forward to it. I don't think I really am pregnant. And you get bigger and bigger and bigger. But nah, that's just, I don't know, maybe I ate too much last night. Maybe that's a pizza I ate, you know? I mean, if we took that kind of attitude and didn't expect the result to be there, that would be our lack of faith and trust in who God says he is. And he says, wait. And he told the disciples, wait. And so 120 of them waited. They waited and they waited and they waited. Talk to me, Megan, and I'm going to play a song here in 1 minute. Quit.
Well, you know, you can't ignore life. You can't, just speaking of a woman that's pregnant, you can't ignore the life that's growing inside of you. So you're not going to be able to go through life and ignore it. You have to face it. And, you know, your level of expectancy, your level of excitement, I would pray for everyone that they could get to a point in their spiritual walk where that even if something detrimental happened, that you still face it head on and you still find the joy in the situation. Because with, you know, in pregnancy, you can't ignore life. You can't ignore the life that God is growing inside of you, because the baby will probably give you morning sickness. The baby's going to kick. Your body's growing. You can't button your pants.
Right.
You're hungry all the time.
Right.
There's constantly something to remind you of what is going on. Just as there's always constant daily reminders of life occurrences. And that's why we have to have a level of expectancy, a level of waiting, a level of faith that's going to carry us through those different circumstances.
Woo! Awake my soul. Amen. Come on, let's all wake up right now. Let's wake up and want everything God has for us. Let's do it. Chris Tomlin.
Breathe on me.
Wow, is that good or what? Ugh, so often we feel like those dry bones that was part of that song. It's from the book of Ezekiel, where the bones were dry and in a desert place, and the Spirit of God spoke to the dry bones and they began to come back together. And so often we need the Spirit of the living God in a song, in a special a sermon, in a word, in something to begin to pull us back to life. Talk to me, Megan.
Amen. I agree with that, Pastor, because we need something to constantly keep that spiritual pull on us, to keep that, to keep us reined in, if that makes any sense. We need to constantly be training ourselves like we are training for the marathon of life.
Woo!
Because I'm going to tell you what, people, it's going to come at you from every direction.
Yeah, sure it does.
It's going to come at you through people,
that's
through
life.
Situations, anything.
Yep, that's
and
life.
And if you've got your training on, if you are prepared, if you've got your spiritual glasses on, you're going to see it before it even hits you, because God is going to make you aware. God is going to prepare you,
yes,
emotionally, spiritually, physically. He is going to prepare you for everything that's coming. And that's why it's so imperative that we have such a strong relationship with Him, so that we don't do this alone. There is no reason why,
amen,
anyone listening to this radio show should be doing their life alone. And
no.
I understand that you've got people in your corner, but the one person that you need in your corner is God. And you,
amen,
need the Trinity. You need God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
Woo! Amen. Great summary. We're going to go in more into this in the second hour. Don't go anywhere. Please stay tuned. We are doing something new on our Thursday night show. I don't know if you've been able to catch them, Megan, but we're Facebook Live on Thursday night for an hour, Dr. Angel and I, on our Go Yard show, which means hitting a home running life. It's our life coaching show. Have you caught those live?
I did. I wasn't able to catch them this week. Had some friends and family in and out of town, and
yeah,
of course helping my own mom and dad, but I have caught you guys doing that last week, and it's so cool because it really takes the show from, yes, it's interactive, but you can watch on Facebook, and we feel like we're right there with you in the studio.
It's cool, isn't it? Yes. So catch us cool. This Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. We will be Facebook Live again on Go Yard. Not always will we be, but we're doing this. We're trying it. The views are getting more and more, and people are finding out about the show. It's a life coaching show. We have all kinds of topics from this. We just finished a series on the path of lies, how lying, what lying does in your life, etc. We have practical things, domestic violence, setting proper boundaries in our lives, parenting, divorce. We did a series on divorce. There's all kinds of series, and people can call in. It's an interactive show. Nan, do you want to comment on that? Because you are a faithful listener, which we appreciate very much. And you call in sometimes.
I call in sometimes.
With questions.
With questions.
Comments.
And comments. I listen. I'm just so encouraged to hear what is, said. It's a life coaching show. I call it free counseling.
Right.
Is my term for it. If someone has a problem or something related to that topic, don't go off the topic, but staying on the topic.
Right.
They can call in and make a comment, ask a question.
Yeah. So every Thursday night right here on this same station, 6:06 p.m., it's called Go Yard, which means hitting a home run in life with Dr. Angel Falzone, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, and me, my other name, Mama Mac. Mama Mac. There you go. And I'm going to try to get a Facebook post out there this week. Megan, I've been super busy with my other job, my real estate, so been pretty busy. But you watch those faithfully, don't you? You want to comment on those? They're not too long. They come up every here and there.
They're not too long. It's just enough of a spiritual teaching, a spiritual replenishment, a time of hydration, as we've been talking.
Sure.
Is, like for me, like I'll get an alert on my phone because we're friends on Facebook together, and it'll say that you've gone live, and it's like, oh, pastor's on. And, I might be in the car, and, I'm in the car, most everybody's in the car maybe for 15, 30 minutes, at a time. Turn those guys on and listen to them, because that's another time for you during your day that, and I'm telling you, the more time that you spend, even if it's just for a couple of seconds, the more time that you spend talking to the Lord or listening to the Word, it changes your day.
It changes your day.
It keeps your day light. It keeps your day full of peace.
Amen. There probably will be one this week, Tuesday or Thursday, and that will be on my post, Marcia McAllister post, or you can go to Beacon of Hope Ministries, and that's the lighthouse with a lot of colors in it. And catch that. We got to do station ID right here. And then Megan and Nan are coming right back with me.